With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana's governor-elect, Greg Gianforte, hosted his first press conference since the election on Friday. Gianforte said his focus when he takes office next month will be on keeping the most vulnerable safe while opening the state's economy. Gianforte did not make any specific policy announcements, but said that addressing the COVID-19 pandemic will be his administration's top priority. NBC Montana reported that Gianforte, a Republican, said he chooses to wear a mask and encourages other Montana residents to do so. Gianforte did not outright say whether he would keep in place a mask mandate that currently applies to the entire state. A bankrupt coal company is seeking permission to liquidate its assets instead of reorganizing them. The Huntington Herald-Dispatch reports a hearing in the Black Jewel Coal Company case is set for December 17th in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of West Virginia. The company filed for Chapter 11 reorganization bankruptcy in July 2019 and all but completely shut down operations, which put about 600 employees in Wyoming and 1,100 in Appalachia out of work. The motion filed on November 25th said the company doesn't have the money to continue the Chapter 11 process, noting that virtually all assets and operations have been sold. The Fort Peck Assiniboine and Sioux Tribal Executive Board reinstated suspended chairman Floyd Azure following a vote Thursday. YPR News' Caitlin Nicholas reports.
During a special public board meeting, attorney Georgette Boggio read 9 charges from the Tribal Executive Board against Chairman Floyd Azure, which led to his suspension on November 5th.
The chairman has acted to create division and violate his oath to serve the best interests of the tribes.
One of the charges was that Chairman Azure had refused to attend board meetings since August 24th, and another was that he inappropriately tried to maintain and pay for services from a close associate's construction company, BP Construction, even after the board entered into litigation with the same company for failing to provide services. During his response, Azure said the board was being, quote, unfair, and he denied all allegations, saying he was fulfilling his role as chairman.
Whether you guys like me or not, I don't care. That's not my job to be liked in this office, because I'm not here to make friends.
After hearing the charges in Azure's defense, 7 of the 11 tribal executive board members voted to remove the chairman. 8 votes were required for Azure's removal. Emerson Young, one of the board members who voted to remove Azure, said the board and the chairman needed to be a united front moving forward.
It was hard working with you. But, you know, it is what it is. Now, let's be the better people and work for the best of this tribe. Move forward. Let's work as one.
When board member Patricia Ironclad Runsthrough began urging Azure to retract critical opinion articles he had published about the board in the Fort Peck Journal, the chairman stood up, said the decision had already been made to reinstate him, and left before the board adjourned. The Tribal Executive Board will continue its ongoing litigation against BP Construction. Azure was reinstated as chairman immediately after the vote. For YPR News and Report for America, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.
Montana confirmed 1,254 new COVID-19 cases today, as 5 more Montanans were reported to have died from the virus. The state's death count from the virus stands at 727. Speaking in the context of local numbers, Gallatin City County Health Officer Matt Kelly said today that data showing a trend of declining cases in the area may be skewed following Thanksgiving and the long weekend. He cautioned during a news conference against drawing too many conclusions from the county's recent rolling 7-day case total average.
We need to really think about the holiday and be careful about making too big of a leap of assumption on what this all means.
Kelly said a clearer picture should emerge in the next few weeks. During a separate news conference, Lewis and Clark County Clinical Disease Administrator Eric Merchant also said a slight dip in new local cases is likely tied to a couple days of missing data after the holiday weekend. Merchant said Lewis and Clark County faces a dire situation, with 65% of its total COVID-19 cases diagnosed in the past month. The addition of work or community engagement requirements to Montana's Medicaid expansion program has been delayed because of the coronavirus pandemic. That announcement came today from the State Health Department. Following the 2019 legislative session, Montana asked for federal approval to require some Medicaid expansion recipients to work, volunteer, go to school, or participate in other activities 80 hours per month. However, the State Health Department says the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid approved the continuation of Montana's program without weighing in on the work requirements because the COVID-19 pandemic placed an unexpected additional workload on regulators. A federal judge has blocked Medicaid work requirements in several other states, including Kentucky and Arkansas, saying the federal government didn't fully consider the impact of the requirements. Last year, Democratic Governor Steve Bullock and Republican lawmakers reached a deal to continue Medicaid expansion with the inclusion of work requirements. Other changes made to the program that don't need federal approval include updates to copayments, and the program's eligibility process are underway. But today's announcement means the work requirements are still on hold. Republican State Representative Ed Buttrey carried that bill in the legislature.
Yes, disappointing. I think with all that's going on, it's not completely unexpected, but I do hope that under the Gianforte administration, we can get the waivers approved and we can move forward with the whole reform package we put in place.
Republican Governor-elect Greg Gianforte today said his administration will maintain the Medicaid expansion program.
We're going to be looking at modifications to minimize fraud and waste to make sure that safety net is always there and financially sound for the Montanans that need it.
Medicaid expansion provides health care coverage to about 90,000 low-income Montanans who will now keep that coverage through 2021. I'm Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.